Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Well, a cold morning, no doubt about that. Lots of inland spots have at least a little bit of frost, and remarkably, the coldest temperatures since January, since January 31st, when we had a freeze and a frost for many inland spots. The remarkable part of that is that we went the entire month of February without a freeze and even warmer temperatures than we've had the first week of March. It's just telling as to how warm the month of February was around the area. So a cool start, a very chilly start this morning. We'll end up with really a nice day today, less wind than the past couple of days, lots of sun, and afternoon temperatures that'll reach the mid-60s. That's still a solid 5 to 8 degrees below average, but it'll be a pretty comfortable day all around. Although this evening, once the sun sets around 6:30, temperatures drop off quickly, so sweaters and jackets tonight will drop back down into the upper 30s, but several degrees warmer than this morning, and there may be a tad bit of light frost well inland, parts of Baker County, maybe western Nassau County, and extreme western Duval County, but for the most part, we'll be several degrees warmer than this morning. And that leads to a nice mild Saturday. Partly sunny skies, temperatures get back into the 70s, near or even slightly above average. So for the Gate River run, looks okay. No real changes, as we've been giving you the first alert on all week long. A very cool start in the morning with temperatures in the upper 30s to low 40s in the downtown area early in the morning on Saturday, but we'll be into the mid-60s by 10 a.m. and around 70 degrees by noon. Partly sunny skies, winds out of the southeast about 5 to 10 miles per hour, should not be particularly strong, maybe some 15-mile-an-hour gusts by about 11 in the morning or so. And then on Sunday, still tracking the next frontal system moving into the area. Forecast models are at odds with exactly how this is going to evolve and develop. But when all is said and done, I don't think this is a big rainmaker for the area. I don't think it's a soaking, tremendous rainfall. I think we'll have some scattered showers. It's not even a washout for Sunday, but there'll be some scattered showers to deal with. Certainly some cloud cover, too, quite a bit of cloud cover. Now, the temperatures will be mild. We'll still manage to get into the 70s. But plan on some scattered showers for your Sunday and Sunday night. So tomorrow, your Saturday, is the pick day of the weekend. And while Sunday's not a washout, you still will have some rain to deal with on and off into Sunday night. And then that's with another pretty strong cold front. And once that moves through, chillier air will move back in for the early and middle part of next week. Highs will only be in the 60s, well below average. Nighttime lows at least in the 40s. And we're likely to see a couple of nights, especially Wednesday and Thursday morning, down into the 30s again across the area. So the pattern continues and the drum beats on here of well below average temperatures. Now, there are some indications if we dust off the old First Alert crystal ball later in the month of a pattern change where we go back to an upper level trough over the western part of the United States. That's tendency to be cooler in the west and stormier to the west and milder and warmer for Jacksonville and northeastern Florida. And that would appear to be the pattern that would evolve sometime after approximately the 20th of March, give or take. So the last part of the month likely to be warming up some, which would not be unexpected because, of course, we're getting deeper into spring at that point. Once again, in summary for this weekend, Saturday is your pick day of the weekend. It'll be a nice mild day as temperatures jump into the 70s. Great for the Gate River run Saturday morning. Sunday, the clouds will increase and thicken. Expect at least some scattered showers through the day, though not likely to be a washout. Temperatures, though, will still be mild, still reaching the low to mid-70s on Sunday before turning cooler next week. The beaches this weekend, the offshore wind for a good part of the day tomorrow, so temperatures will be quite mild to the beaches, though a sea breeze later in the afternoon will drop those temperatures a little bit, and the water temperatures are still very cool, only in the low 60s. Have a great and safe weekend. With all your weather all the time, I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish from the CBS 47 at Fox 30 Action News Jax First Alert Weather Center for News 104.5 WOKV.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.